Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter at TotalTutor and NeilHaley.com. And we always have it. I can't believe it's summer already, and it doesn't feel like summer in Pittsburgh yet, but soon it will. And I'm excited to welcome the program. We all know her from Orange is the New Black and Stranger Things, Catherine Curtin. Catherine, thanks for calling. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. And I love Pittsburgh. I love the Pittsburgh Public Theater. You have a great town. So it's really amazing to, you know, hang with you guys for a few minutes.
Absolutely, Catherine. I hope that when you're in Pittsburgh next time, we have to have a longer sit down interview for sure with my television station as well that I'm on. I have a TV show, so we'll have to make that happen whenever you are back doing in the theater. So you do a lot of theater work as well, Catherine.
Well, my husband is in the theater, Randy Myler, and he's a writer director, and you know that's why I was at Pittsburgh. He was working there, and I love the theater. Right now, I'm basically doing more film and TV because you know that's where I am in my life, and I'm super grateful. But there is nothing. There's no utopian thing, I think, for an artist other than theater. I think theater is the highest, in a way, art form to be a part of. And I think also in the community of, you know, humankind, I think theater is a revolutionary form of storytelling for everyone, and that everyone should have the opportunity to go to the theater or be a part of the theater. And you know, I think the place and value of art in all of our lives it's so essential. And that's where you get movies like Camera Obscura. That's where you get shows like Stranger Things or Insecure or Orange is the New Black, because the ideas and the challenges philosophically and existentially and intellectually and creatively and imaginatively are coming out of minds and people that are full throttle tackling, you know, the human condition, and that's art. And art is food, and we need food.
Yes.
We have to have, you know, people don't just exist on water.
Exactly.
And bread or steak or oranges or whatever you're into. People exist on ideas and thoughts and emotions and love and sharing and empathy and sympathy and you know, what's it all about? And you got to have art. The place of art in all of our lives is so essential. And so I'm really glad to be a part of platforms that are bringing art to lots of people all the time. And I'm so thrilled that we are in this time in our lives where art is so vibrant and significant.
And I think that so
that exactly so many people.
Exactly. And somebody has an idea, Catherine. They have an idea, and now there's a platform and an opportunity for them to get it out there. Years ago, that wasn't the case. There was only a
100%.
Few, and I hope it continues. And that places like Netflix continue to thrive because these opportunities have to be out there. So you just don't have the same old. Oh, let these television execs and TV people. We're going to make a decision on what kind of film we think is going to go out there. So when we talk about Camera Obscura, I was reading up on it, and this is a great story, because the fact of the matter is somebody that suffers PTSD because he is a photographer that photographed wars and stuff and the battlefield, and it comes back with PTSD. So tell us a little bit more of the story.
Yeah, I think that what I love about that is that PTSD is a much more prevalent, a much more possible thing to have happen to so many people. You know, you don't have to pull the trigger, or you know, you don't have to be right in the battle for PTSD to happen to you. It can happen to the 16-year-old kid who's being bullied online.
Exactly.
And then tries to go to school the next day. You know, so that's what I really loved about this. And the idea of all of those, just the imaginative idea of photography and that someone who's looking through the lens could experience PTSD and how frail we are as people, and then what that lens does to them in terms of their ability to cope with their day, and the lens coming back at them constantly with some very messed up, clouded experiences of what really are they seeing through the camera. And it's a fascinating and totally creative and interesting way to explore the PTSD issue. And we are not discussing PTSD enough. I'm so glad we are discussing it. I'm so glad it's in our, you know, like I've been around a minute. I don't remember growing up with people talking about PTSD. I don't think even people talked about it it even had a name.
Right.
And so now the discussion is so great that it's out there, but we need it out there more. And Camera Obscura is one of the most amazing films in putting this discussion to the forefront of where we can like feel it and experience it and go, whoa, I get where that guy's coming from. And what is the moral ambiguity of what happens to people who are in a position where life is changing them, or are they changing life, and how do they make those decisions? It's a totally smart, really, really interesting, super entertaining, chilling thriller. It's good.
Absolutely.
It's
really good. And see, and the thing that I'm glad we're bringing this conversation up on this show, especially I started as an education radio show when I first got involved in this, is the fact is that we have to let people know that PTSD, as you said, is something that not just military vets or people that have gone through a serious traumatic situation. It can happen to somebody getting bullied. It can happen to somebody who's dealt with being, abuse. Abuse can lead to PTSD, and we have to understand and identify that fact.
Yes.
And we talk always about the military person who pulled the trigger.
A car accident.
Yes, it
can happen to somebody who, you know, I know I met somebody who they had been driving in the car and something in the car failed, and they ended up, you know, having a car accident, and, you know, two people were killed and they were not. And so if you don't think that person is going to spend their lives, their entire lives, you know, battling PTSD, you know, it's very real. And what I love about Camera Obscura is that it's experiential. And I think that's what's so cool about the horror genre, is that it's not passive viewing. You know, you are going to be, it's nail biting, you know.
Yeah.
It's like grip the sides of your chair, and that creates a very athletic feel to watching something, to going through something, to being a part of something. It's not a passive, you know, discussion on Channel 13, which I love, but
it's a very active,
whoa, this is happening to me, and so raising the empathetic, sympathetic knowledge bar on what PTSD is and what you would do in this situation.
Exactly.
And that is so cool.
And then there's a storyline that we're not going to give away much, except the fact that from the photographs he spotted some really bad things happening. And he has to decide if he's morally going to report it or not. And it's going to lead to lots of problems that we see in the government today. If you blow a whistle on something, you could be in a lot of trouble by a lot of people. So,
It all
speaks to us all the time. I mean, just think about today with Comey. And even though we just continue to talk about, you know, the whole process, James Comey's life dramatically changed once he was fired. I guarantee if you would go and watch his day-to-day operations and what he's doing, it's really hard on him, I'm sure. But we haven't even talked about that person. But that's the point that you have to make, is the whistleblower, the person who does this, has a lot of problems that they have to deal with once they get in the community, right? And that's what Jack is dealing with.
Totally, 100%. Yeah, 100%. And our society is changing so quickly and so fast. And the moral equation of how we see these people and how they place themselves in our society, you know, these are new moral dilemmas. This is a new way of looking at our government and looking at ourselves. And what's going on with Comey today, what's going on with, you know, Ted Snowden, what's going on with the whistleblowers, what's going on in our government, what people are wanting and what's actually happening. It's fascinating. And so I think we need to embrace all of the stories that embolden us, that challenge us, that make us think, that make us rethink, that make us redemand of ourselves. No, we are not asleep at the wheel here. We are moving forward in a way that everyone needs to be all hands on deck. We need all hands on deck in the community of humankind.
Definitely.
And in the community of our country to know and to navigate going forward. And art plays a big role in that.
Exactly.
Because it allows people to say, yes, ideas are important, emotions are important, thoughts are important, moral ambiguity, morality is important.
Exactly. Definitely.
Whistleblowers and what they're teaching us is important. Whether you like it or not, we all have to grab the rope and try to steer the ship in the right direction.
Awesome.
Art is brings the community together and says that no, you cannot just go through your day, you know, doing your thing. You've got to get involved. And art forces involvement. And I think, you know, that's what's also so cool about the horror genre and a film like Camera Obscura is that it forces it in the most athletic, you know, it's you are watching this now and
exactly.
You are not going to stand up and go into the kitchen and make a snack because you got to watch this.
All right.
That's what shows like,
definitely.
You know, all of the great work that's being done right now by the most amazing creative people. It's so cool what's happening today with art right now.
And, I'm excited, you know, for sure. Definitely.
With all the new platforms.
Awesome. Theaters nationwide June 9th and also on VOD and digital HD on June 13th. Best place we can find information on you. We can follow you on all different social media platforms, right, Catherine?
Yeah, I'm Kate Curtin, CateCurtin. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. Please find me. You know, I'm not Catherine Curtin because my niece, it took that platform. So I am Kate Curtin, C-A-T-E, C-U-R-T-I-N.
Awesome.
And I'd love to tweet and Instagram with you. I love Instagram and very fun. Please reach out. And, you know,
All right. You're listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.